we have this Aberystwyth quiz, which Alad has written, and we're going to do. Now, what music do I play, Alad? We were just discussing this before Coldplay ran out, so we never finished it.
Well, Pippa, who is lovely, has tried to help me with this. There are three quiz options. There's traditional Welsh music,
traditional
which I would
Welsh
recommend.
Music.
Yeah.
Wow, I feel like I'm in Wales.
I feel like I'd like to dance.
I won't lie to you. Uncle Bryn, Uncle Bryn.
Yeah, a bit racist. Mm, a bit
sorry.
Racist, actually.
No, no, not racist.
Oh, so we have the traditional Welsh music.
Really?
Is this Wales, by the way, in the United Kingdom, or Wales
yeah,
in...
Alabama. Yeah,
Alabama. Is banjo big in Wales?
I think they've just picked up some CDs that said Welsh music. I'm not sure.
It's not unusual to
well,
be alone.
It's definitely Welsh.
Traditional Welsh music.
True.
Taking it easy on yourself. Curtis Matthews.
That's not
oh, Abba.
Oh, Abba.
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 Aberystwyth, you see.
Technically from Sweden, but I see what they've done.
Or we even have the Welsh national anthem, which we could do.
But don't you have to stand up?
What's this called?
It's nice, this.
Land of My Fathers.
Oh, is it Land of My Fathers?
Very rousing and stirring.
It is very rousing.
I
rousing.
Like traditional.
Oh, I like this.
Welcome back.
It's time for the Aberystwyth quiz. Live on Radio 1. And here's your host, Alad Hayden-Jones!
Shemai! Bowen, hello, Shemai!
Shemai!
Head of us being there on Monday morning with the show to support the Olympic torch.
This is English now.
This is the Aberystwyth quiz. 10 questions.
Oh. 10 questions!
Random.
How do you say that in Welsh?
Dig question.
Dig question.
So question is question.
Yeah. Question.
Dig question.
I think you'll notice there's a huge difference between question and question.
Ah, question.
Question.
If the
question.
Welsh prefer the English word, do they just use that one?
Welsh
with
was there
accent.
Before the English language.
Yeah. Pam Bluey Apis.
So maybe they copied the
word. I hope your dad's going to listen to this.
He is. He is.
Pop T Ping.
And you'll be pleased to know that tomorrow I'll be teaching you some other Welsh
Shirley
phrases.
Bassey.
Ahead of the torch to help you get by on Aberystwyth time in
Torchio.
Guten Tag. I mean,
5 points each for every question you get right.
Oh, that's a 50 points on us.
Do you know what? I thought I'd follow Tina's lead
yes.
after yesterday. I'll give
Thanks.
It a go.
Yeah.
Here we go then.
It's nervous. Yeah.
Question number one.
Question number Ian.
Oh, Diane.
What?
Diane.
Ian,
Diane?
Well done.
Ian and Diane.
I'm not called Diane. Who's Ian and Diane?
Diane.
It's Ian and Diane now listening.
Diane.
Whoa,
question number Ian.
Question number Ian.
Which of these is a real band originating in Aberystwyth?
Oh.
Is it A, the Cool Kittens, B, the Hot Puppies, or C, the Warm Lambs?
Those Ooh. Options again. Is it A,
the Cool Kittens,
B,
the Hot Puppies,
or C,
the Warm Lambs?
What's C in Welsh?
In Welsh, it's Abaca.
Abaca.
So Abaca.
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 And D would be D.
Abaca.
Yes.
There's a pattern.
E, correct.
F. Oh no. V. Fifth. What is it again?
Abaca.
Yeah, oh, yeah, all right, all right. Let's get on with question number two. For the will
question
to live.
Number two. According to a popular search engine, how long
this
does it take?
This music's annoying.
That's horrible. Go for C, actually.
C?
Yeah.
Where am I? With Tim Westwood.
Oh, yeah, I thought I recognised it.
With Tim Westwood.
I'm at the post office.
I'm in Abba.
With Tim Westwood. Office.
According to a popular search engine, how long does it take to drive from Radio 1 in London to Aberystwyth?
Oh.
Is it A?
Who's driving? You or Dave or Tina or me?
I'm not sure who they went for. A, 3 hours 25 minutes. B, 4 hours 19 minutes. Was it K, 6 hours 30?
Well, if it's Dominic, it's a different answer to Dave.
Yeah, it is.
Mind you, if it was Dave or you, Alan, none of those answers would
be... What was the middle one again, Al?
4 hours 19.
Or C was what?
6 hours 30. Mm. Question number 3. Aberystwyth has the highest ratio...
I love how even Alan can't pronounce where he's from.
Aberystwyth is the highest ratio in the world of what? Is it A, sheep...
Unemployment.
Sheep to people.
Drug-taking. Alcoholics.
We'd be nice.
People who come out and point at the moon.
What are sheep to people?
Sheep? Have you ever seen the sheep to people?
Is that half man, half sheep?
Yes.
Oh, it's the sheep to people.
It's like a head of a sheep and a body of a man.
Watch out for the sheep to people.
I tell you what, Dave, I've had a marvellous day.
A, sheep to people. Yeah. B, pubs to people.
Say it again. What was the question?
Sheep to people. I want to say the sheep to people.
Hang on 1 second. My walkie's still getting switched on. Sheep to people. Sheep to people. Come in, people. Yes, what is it, sheep?
I'm a little bit worried about the sheep to people.
Aberystwyth has the highest ratio in the world of what?
Right.
Is it A, sheep, as in the animals,
yes,
to people?
Right.
Mm-hmm. B, pubs to people?
Yeah.
Or C, books to people?
Books.
Never see.
Books.
Books.
Okay.
Books to people.
Books to people.
That's a weird question.
That's a really odd question.
People to sheep. Come in, sheep.
Question number 4. What was kept safe in a cave in Aberystwyth?
Bin Laden.
During World War II.
I don't know.
Was it A, the
Nick Grimshaw?
Was it A, the crown jewels, B, the Magna Carta, or C, the Mona Lisa?
And again, please, what? That's a
great question. What was kept safe in a cave in Aberystwyth during World War II? Mm. Was it A, the crown jewels, B, the Magna Carta, or C, the Mona Lisa?
Wow.
This is question 4, is it?
Yes, I believe it or not.
Love it.
Question number 5. Aberystwyth's biggest nightclub is what?
Rubbish! Non-existent!
A.
Tiny!
Making Waves.
Making Waves?
Making Waves.
Oh, I know what this is already.
Right. B. Peer Pressure. Mm. Or C. Crazy Castles.
Crazy Castles.
Wow.
See, that's not fair, because Dave and Dom have probably gigged there.
Well, we talked about this on the show the other day.
We did. A couple of days ago.
Yeah.
Question number 6.
I'm thinking about going out tonight to the local nightclub. Do you fancy coming?
Meh!
Hey, put your walkie-talkie away, will you?
Sheep to people.
Mm. In 2005, the daughter of which Aberystwyth fish and chip shop won Miss Wales?
Oh, really?
Was it A, the dolphin?
She apparently...
Mm.
Come on.
B, the penguin?
Yep.
Or C, the dodo?
So it's A...
The dolphin.
Dolphin. B.
Penguin.
Or C. The George Gershwin.
The dodo.
The dodo.
Yeah.
Is it?
Yes. Right. Three more. Almost there.
My parents have the dodo.
Is it not four more?
Four more out.
Surely that's question 6, isn't it?
No, it's 7.
7. Oh, yeah, you're right. Four more.
Four more.
Oh, my God.
How many times has Aberystwyth Football Club qualified for Europe? I may have had help on this one. Is it A? Never has.
B, never have.
Still never.
Or C, never.
C, never, ever.
The answer is still never.
Back off the mic. A, never has. B, once. Or C, 10.
Now, when you say qualified for Europe...
Uh-oh.
Is this what? A European status?
Mm.
A holiday?
Europe, the...
As in football?
European League. Mm.
The European League, Dave.
Wow.
You know the European League.
They played in the Sheep to People Cup.
I'm going to fly through these now. Question 8.
Yes.
Thanks.
Aberystwyth University offers a range of courses.
Yes, it does.
But which of these can you study at the university?
Standing up.
A.
Opening doors.
Writing.
Riding an escalator.
Pointing at airplanes.
A.
Moon discovery.
A. Outer space science.
Yeah, which means a day trip to Doug Ethley.
Shut up. B. Equine science. Or C. Rock and roll science.
Oh, dear.
Rock and roll science.
Sorry, what was the question?
Aberystwyth University offers a range of courses, but which of these can you study there?
They're never going to let us in.
No.
When we get to the gates, you know the big wall where they keep everybody out, even the Welsh? Like the little hole in the door's going to be like, I don't bloody think so, Milesy.
No, listen, after a 6-hour journey, they have to let you in on a humanitarian ground.
That's true.
Two more.
It's a feeding water.
Question 9. Aberystwyth is home to which of these? The biggest tide in Britain.
Ooh. Tide.
Tide. The longest electric cliff railway in Britain. Or the biggest collection of feta cheeses in Britain.
I thought you were saying fetishes.
Feta cheeses.
Feta cheeses. You wouldn't believe what goes on in my cul-de-sac. Your cul-de-sac? What? Sack. It's like a porch. So, number 9 is what?
Aberystwyth is home to which of these? A, the biggest tide in Britain. B, the longest electric cliff railway in Britain. Or C, the biggest collection of feta cheeses in Britain.
Right.
And finally, random. Question number 10. I was brought up living above a cafe in Aberystwyth. But what was the name of the cafe that
my mum
and dad
owned? Is it A, Fox's? Mm.
Was it A, Jones's Cafe?
Mm-hmm.
B, the Welsh Cafe? Or C, Morgan's Cafe?
Got it. That's about the only one I've got.
And I have a tiebreaker in case someone...
I doubt that.
You'll need it.
Just in case the same as someone
we
else.
We don't care. We're just enjoying making jokes about where you're from and and watching you laugh at them.
Oh, yeah, good point. I shouldn't really, should
What's
I?
The tiebreaker question, just in case it gets to that crucial stage?
No, I'll leave that to later.
Oh, okay.
How many sheep do people?
Answers after
it's,
the news.
It's describe Aberystwyth in no more than 3 words.
No more than 3 noises.
Do you know what words I would use?
What?
It is there. There you go.
Yeah. It does exist.
Well, hopefully...
It's also beautiful as well.
You're all playing along as well. That is Alan's Aberystwyth Quiz. That's right. We're talking about Aberystwyth today. Aberystwyth. Is this out of order if
I was thinking that,
translate? Really?
It might be, mightn't it?
Yeah.
This is the Welsh national anthem.
Somebody asked...
Because I only want to show respect.
Sure. Oh, well, this is what we're doing. This is why I have to pass on the question. You know, with reference to the football question, the Aberystwyth Town question before, you said, did they qualify for the European Championship?
So,
I said that?
No, somebody asked whether they qualified for the European Championship.
No, they did not. Can we leave sheep? Alone now.
You brought it up.
Sheep to people.
I want to make sure that I don't mind having a laugh, because you know I like Aberystwyth, and you know that you know the owner of Aberystwyth, your dad,
will
have us hung.
He will.
Did you say will have us hung?
Oh, stop it.
Really, Dave?
Wool. Will.
Oh, stop it. Anyway, I'm looking forward to getting there. I'm looking forward to getting there on Sunday and having a few drinks in the bar. Dave.
Rude.
But if the weather, if Dominic says the weather is going to be a bit chillier, obviously going to have to bring a jumper with us.
Sheep. Sorry, I don't get it directly. I'm not as subtle.
Just leave the sheep alone.
So anyway, yes, as long as I'm on the right level, the right side of having a laugh, yes?
Yes.
Okay, good. Oh, it's Alan's song. I haven't heard this for a long time. Strike up the band. You know about Aberystwyth? You don't? You've never been there? Oh, shame on you. Alan, tell him.
When the day is dawning, and Mally who waits for me.
Okay.
We should redo that. Do you know what would be brilliant? If we could get the real Alan Jones to sing that.
Yeah, the real one.
You're really trying to annoy me today, aren't you,
Dave? I haven't heard that before. I liked it.
It's good, isn't it?
Yeah, I like that song.
It's got a good voice,
isn't it? Did you say kiss with, not kiss with?
And now it's time for the answers to our quiz. Before Tina and Dave get slapped around the back of the head, here's your host, Alan Hayden-Jones.
Shumai, the real Alan. Hello, Shumai. How are you? Woo. So here are the answers. Question number 1.
Question number Ian.
Which of these is a real band originating in Aberystwyth? A, the Cool Kittens. B, the Hot Puppies. Or C, the Warm Lambs. Dumb.
I think it's the Cool Kittens, the first
Tina?
One.
I think it's the Hot Puppies, B.
Dave?
I think it's the Cool Kittens.
And Chris?
Dave thinks it's something to do with sheep. I think it's,
the Cool Kittens.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
The answer are the Hot Puppies.
Yay!
Really?
Oh,
really? What's wrong with the Cool Kittens?
The Hot Puppies?
Look at you and your Hot Puppies, Tina.
Yeah.
Blimey, local knowledge. Question number two.
Yes.
According to a popular search engine, how long does it take to drive from Radio 1 in London to Aberystwyth?
47 minutes for Dave.
3 hours 25, B, 4 hours 19, or K, 6 hours 13. Oh, 30 even. Tina.
K.
6 hours 30, yes. Dave.
I just said it was between B and C, but I'm going to go for C, 6:30.
Chris?
No, I've gone for B.
4 hours 19. Dom?
B.
4 hours 19. Incredibly, and I find this hard to believe, it's B, 4 hours 19.
It's B? Yeah.
You can't do it's it not, in though, 4 hours.
Good luck trying
it. You can
it.
Never do it in that time.
I think
you could.
Search engine has gone 60 miles an hour roads. Sure, have they taken in things like tractors and buses? You can't overtake
them.
Yeah,
and livestock?
Indeed.
Hey.
Question number three. Aberystwyth has the highest ratio in the world of what? Is it A, sheep to people, B, pubs to people, or C, books to people? Dave?
I'm going to say books to people based upon that impressive library that they have.
Chris?
Me too. Books.
Dom?
That's my thinking too.
Tina?
Books?
Is correct.
Yeah!
The National Library of Wales is held in Aberystwyth.
That's what I was thinking.
There
That's what I thought.
As for pubs to people, it's the second highest ratio of pubs to people in the United Kingdom.
That doesn't surprise me.
It's true. Mm. So if you're a student, you do have a good time.
Where's the number one?
It's somewhere north.
Is it Nottingham?
Yeah, no, higher than that.
That's women to men.
Oh, is it women to men?
Question number four. What was kept safe in a cave in Aberystwyth during World War II? Was it the Crown Jewels, the Magna Carta, or the Mona Lisa? Chris?
A, the Crown Jewels.
Dom?
The Magna Carta, I think.
Tina.
I think it's B, the Magna Carta.
And Dave.
I'm saying A, the Crown Jewels.
Oh, split.
The Crown Jewels were rumoured to be kept in a cave in Aberystwyth during World War II, but has recently come out to be false.
Ah.
So, in fact, it's the Magna Carta.
Oh,
yay!
High
five,
Tom. High five, Dom.
Look at you and your hot puppies.
Do you even know where the Magna Carta is?
Yes, it's in a cave in Aberystwyth.
It's unwritten constitution, text. Wasn't it?
It was signed.
It's a charter.
Signed at Runnymede in 12 something.
Wow. I had to look that up. But it's true.
We don't have a constitution.
The Magna Carta was signed at Runner's Needs?
Runnymede is a place on the
Thames. Right, okay. I thought that was that trainer shop.
No.
Question number five. Aberystwyth's biggest nightclub is what? Is it A, Making Waves, B, Peer Pressure, or C, Crazy Castles? Dom?
I put Peer Pressure.
Tina?
I'm hoping it's Peer Pressure.
Dave?
Peer Pressure.
Chris? Peer Pressure!
Is correct.
Yay!
Question six. In 2005, the daughter of which Aberystwyth fish and chip shop won Miss Wales? Was it A, the dolphin?
Yes.
B, the penguin?
No.
Or C, the dodo?
It's a dolphin.
Is correct.
Yay!
Question seven. How many times has Aberystwyth Football Club qualified for Europe? A, never. B, one. Or C, 10. Tina?
Never.
Dave?
Once.
Chris.
Once.
And Dom.
Once.
Once is correct.
Yeah!
Go on,
how
do
you know that?
Because you told us.
Did I?
You are still officially vice president, aren't you?
Floriana. Oh, hang on. It's true. 1999, Aberystwyth lost 4-3 over two legs against Floriana of Malta.
Oh, wow.
There you go. Question number eight. Aberystwyth University offers a range of courses, but which of these can you study at the university?
A, standing still.
Outer
B,
space
eating.
Science.
Or C, humming.
Outer space science,
Shearing.
Equine science, or rock and roll science? Dave.
Equine science.
Chris.
Rock and roll science.
Dom.
With your dad and his horse kind of background, I'm going to say the equine one.
And Tina
Equine
is correct.
Yay. Oh, shut up.
Sorry.
Isn't your dad the president of the I Like Pony? Sorry.
Not president. He just works for the pony.
He owns I Love Horses magazine.
Does he?
Yeah.
They're the best of all the animals.
And I believe, I need to check my facts, but I think the torch is arriving at Aberystwyth or on the way to Aberystwyth via a pony.
Wow.
What do you mean via a pony? Oh, we'll arrive
Someone
on a pony.
Sat on a pony with the torch.
Hmm.
Question number nine. I was brought up living... Oh, no. Question number nine. Aberystwyth is home to which of these? The biggest tide in Britain, the longest electric cliff railway in Britain, or the biggest collection of feta cheeses in Britain? Dave.
That's so random.
I think it's the longest electric cliff railway in Britain.
Chris. Me too, I agree.
Dom.
Railway.
Tina.
Railway.
Is correct.
Yes. Yay.
And finally, I was brought up living above a cafe in Aberystwyth, but what was the name of the cafe that my mum and dad owned? Chris.
No, give me the options.
Was it Jones's Cafe, the Welsh Cafe, or Morgan's Cafe?
Well, I have a problem with this, because I believe it's not Morgan. Morgan's Cafe is the right answer, but I believe especially in Aberystwyth, it is referred to as Cafe Morgan.
Or
so not Morgan's Cafe, it's actually Cafe Morgan.
Spelt Cafe Morgan, C-A-F-I.
Hmm. Something's happened, isn't it? What have I missed?
No, nothing. We're just displaying above average knowledge.
We're sponges when it comes to Welsh
education. Is it Cafe Morgan?
Cafe Morgan is the Welsh name for Thank Morgan.
What does it say outside?
Cafe Morgan.
There you go.
What have I got written on my paper?
Cafe Morgan. Cafe Morgan. Indeed, Cafe Morgan. So well done.
Wow. Did everyone get that right?
Yes.
Okay.
What's everyone's scores?
I got 11.
Did you?
You can't have done that.
No, I didn't. I got 7.
I got 9.
8.
9.
7.
Tina, 8. Well done, Dom. You're the winner.
Thank you very much.
Do you know what? You are a sheep to person.
I am a sheep to person. I'm not even going to Aberystwyth.
Can I give the tiebreaker?
You're on a roll. 2 days in a row now.
Excluding students, what's the population of Aberystwyth?
11.
I know. Excluding students.
Excluding. 15,000.
7,500.
Oh, wow, really?
No, I have no idea. I'm going to say 25,000.
Is it a city?
No, it's a town.
I will say...
But it's bigger than you think.
I will say 31,711.
Well done, Tina, for being closest. 17,730.
Oh, really?
And aren't there like 6,000?
Hey, wouldn't it be great if we got more text messages today than there are people in Aberystwyth? Oh, do we save that till Monday?
Monday. Yes.
More people to text the show than the place we actually are in.
Yeah, that would be nice.
I like that. All right, well, that was Alad's lovely Aberystwyth quiz. Very
I think
well
you're
done.
Ready.
And you know what? I think I need to know more about Alad and Aberystwyth.
There's a shop called Peacocks.
Peacocks?
Where I get my underpants and cheap socks. And for my sweet Mally. To the spa, the best in the valley, just beyond the A40, is my home sweet home. Got a treat for Mally.
Yes.
A big fat juicy ball.
Aye.
Is this the way to Aberystwyth? It's 140 miles from Cardiff. Dreaming dreams of Aberystwyth. And sweet Mally who waits for me. Woo! Show me the way to Aberystwyth. Home of the girl I had my first kiss with.
I ran away.
A girl.
Crying over Aberystwyth.
Crying over the girl you
and
kissed.
Sweet Mally who waits for me.
Everybody!
Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Sha-la-la-la-la.
Tina De Healy, that Alad performed that on Top of the Pops.
I did not know that.
Well,
did I?
He didn't perform it on Top of the Pops.
Well, you were part of the performance.
I was just on a treadmill.
He was wearing a tuxedo and was on a treadmill in the background while Tony Christie was singing Amarillo.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
Wow. It very nearly didn't happen, and it
and
wasn't.
By the way,
it wasn't because of Tony Christie.
Alad threw the biggest strop. Probably up until Disabled Toilet Gate, it was the biggest drop he'd ever thrown.
Why? Because
not today, Chris.
Because your dressing room wasn't big enough?
No, he wouldn't do it.
Oh.
And the bosses of Top of the Pops are going, Alan, this is great. It's really good. I don't want to do it.
Why
You're not? All mocking me. I'm not doing it, God damn it.
It was suggested to me something like a week before, and I said, I don't want to do it.
Yeah.
And they said, why don't you think about it, and we'll come back to this.
Okay.
Why don't you think about it, and then in a week's time, we'll make you do it. That's what we said.
And then I was said, before we went down there, why don't we wait till we get there? If you don't feel comfortable, we won't do it.
Okay.
I got down there. I didn't feel comfortable. I was made to do it. So I had a strop.
But you did it well, though, in the end.
Thank you.
Can I see
excellent.
This?
No.
Yes, you
never.
Can. Never. Sure.
How do
it's
I
been
see
deleted.
This?
Else destroyed the tapes, Tina.
Yeah.
Yeah, he did. Every edition of Top of the Pops is still in the BBC archive, apart from episode one and the one that Alan was on.
Mm.